Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
We're down to the end of the season as far as our crop progress reports are concerned. This week and next week, the last weekly reports of the year for USDA. And we're about done on harvest of a couple of our key crops. The soybean crop, now pretty well fully harvested nationally. In fact, no report on that nationally in this week's report. We have corn harvest now 97% done. That is 1 point ahead of the five-year average and even with the pace of 1 year ago. Grain sorghum harvest 94% done. That's 2 points ahead of the five-year average, 1 point ahead of the pace of a year ago. Now 91% harvested in Texas, 95% harvested in Oklahoma. That's about 6 points ahead of the five-year average. And for Kansas, we're 95% harvested, a couple of points ahead of their five-year harvest average. Peanuts now 96% harvested. Cotton crop continues to roll along, about two-thirds now harvested, 67% harvested nationally. That's 10 points behind the five-year average. 47% harvested done in Texas. That is about 20 points behind their five-year average, about 10, 12 points behind a year ago when we were 59% harvested. Oklahoma now at 65% harvested, on track with the five-year average. Now, winter wheat crop is looking pretty good at this particular time. However, it slips a little bit compared to a week ago nationally at 58% in good to excellent condition. That's 1 point down from a week ago. Down 2 points for the Texas crop, 41% in good to excellent shape, 41% fair. 56% of the Oklahoma crop rated good to excellent, 34% fair. 55% of the Kansas crop now rated good to excellent, down 1 point from a week ago, 34% in fair shape. Ag lobbyist and former congressional White House staffer Michael Torrey was leading the U.S. Department of Agriculture transition efforts for President-elect Donald Trump, but he decided to step down amid controversy over his lobbying role. American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore says he respects Torrey for making that move.
He made, a rather selfless decision, you know, one that, because there had been some controversy, the fact that Mike is a lobbyist like I am, and most of the, you know, the agriculture family here in town. And I think it was his choice and his decision to step aside so that some of the folks who were making an issue of that would have to kind of look somewhere else, I guess, for fodder for their stories.
Stepping into the role of leading the transition effort for USDA and leading the landing team going into USDA is Joel Lefwich, Republican staff director for the Senate Agriculture Committee. Myron Abel has been the director of global warming and international environmental policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's been named to lead Trump's landing team at EPA. Abel has been serving as the EPA transition advisor. You've got farm news on Ron.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmer's Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
That's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.